Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, the Power Words, Shir number 63. When a person has purchased something for some money, more than you think he should have paid, should you tell that person that he overpaid? So you have to weigh that matter carefully. Pelayoyitz brings it down, that if there's no practical benefit to be gained, then don't mention it to him. Because the more expensive the item is, the more person will suffer if you tell them that they could have bought it or something similar to it for less money. Therefore, if a person bought a house or a car, you know, don't tell that person. Down the block there's another house that's even better for 10% less money. Or you could have bought the car from a different dealer for much less money. Very often people boast about their bargains or their skill for negotiating lower prices. Don't do this if someone will be distressed based on what you said. So that's one yisayid of Einoas Tavarim. Another one is that some people have a very strong need for privacy. So often when someone, to ward off that intrusion, they speak in ways that are unpleasant. When someone tries to come close to them, they sort of attack them or become more defensive. Such a person resents any demands made by him, made to him by others. So if you're that type of person, that you value your privacy very much, then you need to make it known to others in a way that will not cause them distress. Be tactful when you say, you know, I need my privacy and not to, you know, keep their borders, but not to lash out at them. So that's another yesaid. Third yesaid is that at times, another person would prefer for you not to be aware of some personal information about them. Let's say you know something about a person, but you have it in your head. You just know it. You you may be tempted to mention that you know that. Don't give in to that temptation. If you know the person will be upset that you know a certain piece of information, keep it to yourself. Don't cause that person agmas nefesh. Cause him pain by him knowing that you know. For example, someone may have a medical problem, but he doesn't want others to know about that medical problem. You happen to know it. Don't reveal that you know it. Another person may not want to know or others to know about that person's financial difficulties. You know that he has financial difficulties. Don't reveal that. Another one does not want it known that he was involved or she was involved in a big machlekes. You, even if you know about all these things, do not tell that person who does not want you to know. So, and revealing what you know in this private information without a constructive purpose is Einoas Tavarim. We're not let alone talking to other people about this private information called Megala Soid. You're revealing secrets of others unnecessarily. That's wrong. But even to the person himself, revealing what you know about them, I know, could cause Einoas Tavarim. So you have to be very careful and how to measure that. Another aspect of Einoas Tavarim is the use of nivel peh, profanity. The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis stresses the importance of clean language. The Torah went so far to say, Asher Einenni Tahira, that's not pure, instead of saying the word Tameh in the story of Noach. And the avoidance of doing that, avoidance of saying negative, is the best thing. The use of profanities is defiling your power of speech. I think the Maseilas Yesharim uses the lashon that nivel peh, which is foul, profane language, is the ervas hadibur, is the, like the gili arayis, the adultery of your mouth. You're using it in the most negative, profane way. So besides the actual sin of using nivel peh in and of itself, of profaning your words that were meant to do build great things, and you're using it using foul language or negative language. Besides that, use of that nivel peh is makes the other person that you're saying this to or yelling at them regard and using these expressions is severe einoas tavarim. Those words have a more profound negative effect than just regular words. Certainly in marriage you use it. It's a terrible thing. So besides the nivel peh itself, the Einas Devarim that's connected to it is very, very destructive. Another aspect of Einas Devarim is to make insulting or belittling comments to a person about their job or about the lack of professional competency, like you're saying they don't know how to do their job. That's Einas Devarim. If a person spends much time and energy on their livelihood, negative effects about their efforts will be very, very painful. If you feel the need to mention to a person that they need more training or that they need to correct something that you know that they're doing incorrectly, be careful how you word the suggestion. If you're careless in the way you word it, it could cause a lot of suffering. So think carefully before you say anything. Because even if your intention is well-meaning and constructive, you still have the obligation to choose your words well. So a negative statement would be something like this regarding a job profession. This sounds such a boring job. You mean you have to do so many details each day? That's terrible. They probably don't even pay you enough for what you do. So that comment makes people feel worse about a job that he or she may not like. If you have any suggestions as to how they can improve the job or find a better one, then it may be a chesed to mention it. But again, you have to use the right wording and in the right context. But usually these types of negative comments will only cause distress and will not create any positive feeling. Or another insult would be you call yourself a professional, this or that, or the other thing, you're a disgrace to your field. You're incompetent, look at this error you made, so on and so forth. The positive approach when you talk would be to say you have a lot of experience in your job and you've already done work with accuracy many times. And in this instance, though, you know, maybe you were rushed and made this particular error, and just take your time next time. You know, you want to give the manager some discipline that way, but it's a positive approach. Someone's painting and he's learning the art of painting. Don't tell them you're a lousy painter. A 5-year-old could paint better. No, instead you say, I see you need more training and to learn more techniques to do a better job. And you apprentice that guy to someone who knows how to do it better. An insult would be to say to a teacher like this, you're a teacher or a Rebbe, you've been teaching 25 years. Don't you regret when you think of all the heartaches and disappointments you've had, none of you suffer burnout, this and that. No, you don't do that. You build a person up and you tell them, being a teacher for so long must have had a very positive influence on many students. It must have been rewarding to think back as to how much you helped so many youngsters. And if you have some tips to give them, if they are burned out, you know a Bakovedic way, an honorable way to mention that issue. In order to avoid Einas Devarim, it's important to be aware of any patterns of others that will serve to provoke them, or that you would be provoked to say things that would hurt them. In other words, if you know you could be provoked by another person, prepare yourself mentally. If you're coming across a difficult person that you tend to just lose it and lash out, prepare yourself mentally in advance. I'm not dealing with a simple situation here, and you ask Yad Shmaya to help, and you interact accordingly. Another thing of Einas Devarim is if you psychoanalyze the behavior of someone. Some people don't like being analyzed. You cause them distress. So if you all of a sudden wake up and tell people, you know, you have some of this tendency, I see you're prone to depression, or da da da, or you have a bad habit of worrying about the future, I'll share with you some important principles, da 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 da. So it depends, again, how you say it. Some people want this information and they're willing to learn from it, but sometimes it could be very insulting. So that type of thing, you analyze somebody and you say that you have unconscious hostility and anger within you. First of all, how do you know you're right? And even if you're right, who gives you the right to say it to somebody else? You know, if you're close to each other and, you know, you're and that person's receptive as for a constructive reason, that could be a separate, you know, way of that it may work. So it's very important. Now, some people, what they could do is with anything, Rav Avigdor Miller used to say, like, this is make Kabbalahs about not being over Einas Devarim or Lashon Hara. and you could be mafarsim it that this is the commitment that you do this, and that could help a lot as well. So to summarize the points that we learned in this particular shiur, don't make someone feel bad if they purchase something and you feel it was too expensive or beyond what they should have paid. Don't cause them distress that way. Respect people's privacies, and if you feel you're attacked when someone tries to know you personally, make sure to respond in a way that will not cause any astavarim. Be respectful of private information. Keep private information in your mind. Don't give in to that temptation to make people aware that you know it. Be careful using clean language. Don't insult anyone about the profession they may have. Don't try to provoke anybody. Or if you're in a provoking situation, you mentally prepare yourself to handle that situation, and don't psychoanalyze people. And sometimes it's helpful to make a outwardly public Kabbalah regarding these inyanim, and it'll help you keep these commandments. Bracha natzlacha.